This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Pfizer stock dropped a little bit today. Moderna stock, like, jumped 8%. I gotta tell you, it's a race. And this is why capitalism works. The race is on for a COVID vaccine. That, you know, people got really, really excited about today's news. I woke up today, stock market was, like, doing really, really well. I'm like, what happened here? You know, what happened? And, you know, any new election results, what? And it turned out that Moderna's vaccine, right, we were expecting it to be as good as Pfizer's initial results of 90% efficacy. They came out going, we're over 94.5% effective. So they are beating out Pfizer with efficacy. And so Moderna just went up and everybody's all excited, but I'm here. Again, I'm kind of the party pooper, right? Because, you know, I get that the media wants hype. I get everybody wants the stock market to go up. I get that every administration wants to get credit for the vaccine and everybody wants to get the economy back and started. But, you know, I do have to be, you know, the voice of realism and logic and all that. And even though this is very exciting news, guys, we have a long road ahead. And the reason why is this isn't the type of vaccine that you could just hold, you know, in your average refrigerator, ship some more to California if you need to, transport it to your buddy across the city if he needs a little bit more. It's not that kind of vaccine. It's an mRNA vaccine. Yeah, see? Yeah. All right, enough said. Next topic. All right. So what's an mRNA vaccine? Well, many of the vaccines we've talked about on the show are killed vaccines. It's okay. We want these vaccines killed. We talk about killed vaccines and live attenuated vaccines. So a killed vaccine, that's not what these vaccines are. All right, a killed vaccine is like your typical flu shot, where they take the virus, they kill it without denaturing the envelope, the shape of the virus. They give you an injection of non-virulent dead virus shells, basically. Yeah, right. And I know there's other types of flu vaccines out there, but the main one, so your body recognizes what the flu looks like, makes the antibodies, so it knows for this year that if it sees that kind of a shape, to stop it in its tracks. A live attenuated version of a vaccine, kind of like we use with the MMR, the varicella, that sort of vaccine and some of the flu vaccines, the ones that we do through the nose, that's where you take the flu virus and you weaken it and you weaken it and then you weaken it to a point where it's a real weenie. It doesn't really do much. But hopefully it's weak. It's strong enough to induce an immune system, but not strong enough to cause you to be sick. So the live attenuated viruses, brilliant mechanism, brilliant, you know, invention. And that allows people to build up an immune system without getting completely sick. Okay? This is an mRNA vaccine. And how this is, it actually is not the virus. We're not giving you the virus in these vaccines. It's not a dead form. It's not a live attenuated form, but it's like a piece of genetic material that teaches your cells what to do. All right? So it's kind of like, you know, you're in a battalion, you know, or a group or whatever, right? And then a new sergeant comes in. Right? And you're like, oh, man, is the sergeant going to kick my butt? And the sergeant gives you orders, and you go, yes, sir. That's kind of what the mRNA does. The problem is that sergeant, it likes cold. Right? It wants to be cold. And the temperatures that both the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine need isn't your typical freezer. Right? I mean, we are talking like, what, 70 degrees below? Hold on a second. I think it needs like 20 degrees below Fahrenheit for the Moderna, and I believe 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah, please don't give me Celsius. I can't calculate Celsius and Fahrenheit. 94 degrees below zero Fahrenheit for the Pfizer vaccine. Now, your average freezer is zero. I mean, assuming that it's working. The Moderna vaccine, though, is a little bit more flexible. It is allowed to be in higher temperatures for no more than 30 days. And most likely, that's going to work for us, because when we do start to hand out the vaccine, we're not going to mess around. I mean, we are going to give people the vaccine pretty, pretty quickly. But for those people, once it starts to become widespread, yeah, I don't think your typical doctor's office is going to buy it, because one, they might not have the actual storage or the freezing capability, and number two is, if you are getting something that will basically expire in a few weeks within your refrigerator, and you need to give these shots a few weeks at a time, I don't think a lot of people are going to take the loss. There's that chance that you could lose a lot of the vaccine. And remember, we're only making X amount of doses early on. Okay, we don't have enough doses for everybody. So it's fantastic news, very fantastic news, pretty, pretty cool stuff, but it's not as simple. Now, have any of you guys had an appliance poop out during this whole COVID lockdown shutdown thing? I have. And have you tried to buy that said appliance? No. It's hard to get. You can't get a freezer. You can't get a refrigerator. We had to buy a dryer, right? You know, and it was, so we have like underwear all over the place drying out. Not easy stuff. So listen, it's good news. You know, I think Moderna stock is going great. We're all celebrating. It's fantastic to know that we have another vaccine. Now, by the way, some of you guys have been asking, what the hell does it mean that people are getting sick with coronavirus? What does that have to do with the vaccine and the study? So basically what they do is they give the vaccine double-blinded. They don't know who they're giving what. The person doesn't know what they're giving, what they're receiving. They're either given the vaccine or they're given placebo, a dummy shot, let's say. The people who got COVID in the stage 3 study of tens of thousands of people were only the ones that had placebo. So with the Moderna shot, we're finding low side effects. And the only people that got COVID in the study were the ones that got the dummy shot and not the real shot. It's pretty significant. So like I said, it's good news, but we still got a long way to go. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're in for a rough fall and winter. We know that. I mean, and it's not easy, you know, got some good news with the vaccines. You know, I think we're better prepared than we are in the spring, but everybody is kind of getting ready to kind of hunker down and, you know, kind of do their part. And our next guest I'm very, very excited about is the American Legion National Commander James W. Bill Oxford, joining us to talk about what their efforts are for veterans and local recovery efforts. Bill, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for the invitation opportunity. It's an honor and a privilege to represent the 3 million member American Legion family.
Oh, my gosh. And it's an honor of ours to have you on our show. Thank you so much. Tell us about the American Legion. Not that it needs any introduction, but, you know, tell us about some of the great work you guys do.
Well, The American Legion was founded in 1919 during the Spanish flu pandemic, and that's kind of laid the groundwork for who we were and who we are and what we do. But the American Legion founded by World War One veterans coming back from the Great War. But we're embarking on our second century of service, and it just so happens that the coronavirus pandemic is now influencing so many of America's veterans. But even though the American Legion has faced some restrictions, and we can look at government regulations, CDC recommendations, the social distancing, the isolationism, all of those things have restricted what we've been able to do over the past few months. But the American Legion is still on the job, still doing what we do when we can, and still contributing to the service to America's veterans. Many Legion posts, they've been shut down, but there are examples across the country of who we are and what we do, and we can talk about food drives, drive-through meals, PPE collection, PPE distribution, job fairs, things like Red Cross blood donations. All of those things are still taking place despite the restrictions, and that's just kind of an example of who we are and what we do and the contribution that we try to make to society.
You can't keep a Legionnaire down. You can't keep them down. I mean, you guys, nothing's going to stop you. Not a hurricane, nothing. Now, describe the four pillars. This is very, very cool. Because this has been going on, like you said, over a century. What are the four pillars to the American Legion?
Well, the four pillars is our basic, what the American Legion is about, our structure. And they are Americanism. That's a strong patriotic America. Our children and youth programs, that's taking care and trying to educate, train, and provide some leadership and guidance for our children and youth across the country. Our national security pillar addresses the national security of the country and the issues that impact or could influence the national security. And then finally, our Veterans Affairs and Rehab. It's about taking care of America's veterans, and it's just making sure that those benefits are provided by the country to the veterans who have served this country. But those pillars, and each one has their branches, and each one has their supporting foundation, I guess. But those are basically what the American Legion is about, and the things we try to prescribe to.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to American Legion National Commander James Bill Oxford, and thank you for letting us call you Bill. We're pretty casual on this show. Not casual and very, very frightening is the statistic you gave us where at least 20 veterans a day are taking their lives. The support we need for our veterans is just still lacking, but you guys have a fantastic program called the Buddy Check. Tell us about that.
Well, the Buddy Check program was developed out of a term from the Second World War called Battle Buddies. The Battle Buddy was a concept where you protected the guy in the foxhole with you, and he protected you. But as we developed the Buddy Check concept and the Buddy Check process, it's a way for veterans to reach out to other veterans, and it's a way just to maintain contact. It's a way to say, hey, we're still here, we still care, we want to help, we love you, what can we do to help? And that Buddy Check has been extremely successful, and we like to think that it is and continues to have an impact on veteran suicides. But our Buddy Check program is it's a nationwide project. And it has received a national attention. In fact, Congress has dropped two bills. The Senate version is 4657, and the House version is 2898. But this legislation is intended to create a Buddy Check Week at the VA to encourage education and participation and reaching out to veterans across the country. So our Buddy Check program has been very successful.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. You know, the GI Bill, you guys have been very, very instrumental in that. Tell us about that.
Well, passed National Commander Harry Clomery wrote the original GI Bill on Mayflower Hotel stationery and carried this document he wrote to Congress, and they had the foresight to pass it, and it became the first GI Bill. So we like to consider that's one of our prime responsibilities. And ever since, there have been multiple iterations and developments and changes for the GI Bill because of the educational system, because of veterans' needs and those kinds of things. But we have been actively involved and pursuing support of the GI Bill ever since that original document was wrote on stationery.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful. Now, you know, with the pandemic and everything going on with college, are you noticing some changes, or are you still seeing huge support for that funding? What are you seeing on your end?
Well, the VA and Department of Defense, they have floated some ideas about reducing or cutting GI Bill benefits because those veterans are not in a classroom. But our position is those veterans deserve, they earn those GI Bill benefits. It's not their fault that they're not in a classroom. Those veterans still have their needs. I mean, food, rent, medical supplies, transportation. All of those needs do not go away because of the pandemic. So we are encouraging full funding of those GI Bill benefits, even though the classroom has primarily turned virtual.
Oh, gosh, wow. Oh, wow. So you guys are on it. You guys are on it. I'm such a huge fan. You have 2 million members. Could you guys use some more? If there's people that want to, you know, join the American Legion, how do they do it?
Well, let me encourage every veteran out there. Since the Legion Act was passed last year, the American Legion membership is now open to any veteran who's been on active duty one day with an honorable discharge since Pearl Harbor, December 7, 1941.
Wow.
So we have open Legion membership to any veteran now. But if you're interested, the best place to start would be your local American Legion post. From there, every department has a website. From there, you can always go to the national website at www.legion.org. That's our national headquarters site. Talks about all the programs, policies, procedures, membership, anything that somebody might have a question about for the American Legion.
Absolutely. And, you know, you touched upon food drives. You touched upon blood drives. Non-veterans can help with that, right? You know, they can donate blood at your post or, I mean, if you're holding the drive and you know, supplies. How can non-veterans help? Because I know we have some non-veterans who listen to the show as well.
Well, I mentioned early on, most every post in the country is a center of their community. So just to stay involved, there's always meals, there's always other things going on that could be taking place. So just encourage every member of the community to become involved as a donor, or just as a supporter of the American Legion. Or you can always, if you're a male descendant of a veteran, you could always join the Sons of the American Legion. That's the SAL.
Nice.
Or a spouse of a veteran, the American Legion Auxiliary is also available. So there are many ways to help and support the American Legion.
National Commander Bill Oxford, thank you so much for joining us. www.legion.com. We are so excited. Legion.org. Legion.org. Can't wait to have you back. God bless and thank you for all you and your team do.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. It's an honor.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Guys, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With faith in America's election process on the line, transparency in the election process is more important than ever. The Trump campaign on Sunday in federal court urged a judge to preserve a bid to block Pennsylvania from certifying any winner, claiming there's evidence that voters in Democratic-leaning counties were improperly allowed to fix errors with their ballots. The same was not afforded to Republican voters. A hearing on Pennsylvania's motion to dismiss the lawsuit is set for Tuesday, with a separate evidence hearing scheduled for Thursday. The case will be decided by U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. over the weekend, with an overwhelming number of supporters believing the election was filled with voter fraud. Stop the steal was the message they brought with them. President Trump called Georgia's recount a waste of time, as ballots did not include voter signatures or verifications. That information was blocked by election officials in Georgia, according to the president. USA Radio News. The Syracuse Post-Standard is reporting New York Governor Andrew Cuomo threatened to sue the Trump administration if its coronavirus vaccine distribution plan makes it more difficult for people of color to receive it. Cuomo charged that the federal plan is using health care providers to deliver the vaccine, which he said could leave behind communities of color. Trump on Friday said Cuomo's criticisms of his plan would mean vaccines won't be delivered to New York, claiming the governor said he didn't trust where the vaccine is coming from. SpaceX's newly designed Crew Dragon capsule, which the crew dubbed Resilient, lifted off atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. SpaceX launched four astronauts on the flight to the International Space Station, NASA's first full-fledged mission to send a crew into orbit on board a privately owned spacecraft. Hurricane Iota is expected to reach Category 4 when it hits Nicaragua late Monday, early Tuesday. It will be the second major storm to hit in 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So what does Montel Williams, the son of Ozzy Osbourne, Jack Osbourne, Neil Cavuto, Terry Garr, all have in common? Well, they're famous faces of multiple sclerosis. They've all been battling multiple sclerosis. We've talked multiple sclerosis about that on our show. You're going to also hear a lot about it, as some of the medications used to treat multiple sclerosis are now being investigated as COVID-19 treatments. But joining us today to kind of, you know, tell us what's the latest and what's going on the multiple sclerosis fight that is affecting at least a million people right now in the United States is Dr. Barry Hendon, neurologist and chief Medical Officer for the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, as well as Crystal, who is a multiple sclerosis patient herself, diagnosed back in 2003, fighting strong and an advocate for others. Dr. Hendon and Crystal, thank you so much for joining us.
Crystal and I are delighted on behalf of EMD Serono to be with you today and to talk to people who want to know more about MS.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. So we'll start with you, Doctor. Wow. I tell you, you have your hands full. I mean, multiple sclerosis is rising. Tell us a little bit in a nutshell about the disease process and what you're seeing on your end.
Sure. MS has been around for a long time. The numbers are increasing, and probably because of increased awareness. Mm-hmm. It's a disorder in which there is an immune reaction to the central nervous system, the brain, the spinal cord, the optic nerve. It attacks the surrounding of the nerves in the brain, optic nerve and spinal cord, and causes injury and causes disability. Our whole purpose in the treatment of MS has been to reduce the inflammation, to reduce the attack, to reduce the disability and improve quality of life. And we're better and better at that over the years.
Absolutely. And you're right. You know, cases are increasing, and it might be because of awareness, and also people are living longer. Crystal, you were diagnosed back in 2003. How old were you when that happened?
Oh, gosh. I think 20, 21.
Good.
Not very good.
I know. I don't like to do the math because then I basically age myself. But that was young. I mean, describe what being diagnosed with a illness such as this at such a young age meant to you. What happened? What went through your life? Must have been just turned upside down.
Well, originally my symptoms began in early childhood, and originally the doctors and physicians didn't quite know what to make of my disease or make of my symptoms, I should say. And several physicians told me that it was psychosomatic and told me that I was, you know, basically an overactive teenager or an underactive teenager. And it wasn't until I was in college, I was in nursing school, I was actually planning my wedding whenever I was experiencing some blindness. My left pupil was dilating and constricting in the mirror, and I was going blind in my left eye, and I was developing some paralysis on my left side. And that warranted finally in 2003, finally warranted an MRI, and then a couple weeks later, a lumbar puncture, which confirmed that I was, you know, was diagnosed with MS. So living, you know, that initial diagnosis was kind of shocking, but also I kind of felt vindicated in that my symptoms from years before, I wasn't making up, that I did have a disease, that it was progressive, and that, you know, at the time I kind of was a little bit depressed about it, and I didn't know what my future will hold. And I was, you know, just kind of living day to day. And now, you know, looking back, it was just like one day I just woke up and said, yeah, I can continue living in this what if mentality. Mm-hmm. Instead, I decided to move forward in living in a, you know, why not mentality. And I have mobility today, so let's use the mobility. I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. No one does. I may be immobile. But, you know, I may not. And so let's live today for today.
Oh, gosh, you have an amazing, amazing attitude. You know, Dr. Hendon, you know, you've been on the forefront of treatment, and obviously since 2003 to, you know, what we have now, the treatments have changed, and EMD Serono has, I guess, supported and created Mavenclad. Tell us about that.
More. So Mavenclad is what we would call a disease-modifying therapy, and that means it's supposed to modify MS. It does that by reducing inflammation, and so the way you think about that is that it reduces MS attacks, But it also reduces the progressive disability that occurred too often previously in MS. So those are the goals, reduce attacks, reduce disability. And it achieves those two goals. Everything has a benefit-risk ratio, and it doesn't get approved unless it has a good or positive benefit-risk ratio, as do the other disease-modifying therapies. What makes this unique is that most of the other therapies we're using are taken on a maintenance or regular basis, either a pill you take every day or a shot you take every day or every week or every month. This is a pill you take 10 days this year, 10 days next year, and then you're done with this particular agent, with a hope that the short duration of treatment creates a long-term benefit down the line. We always tell people about the potential risks. We won't use this in women who are about to become pregnant or are pregnant. We remind them of a potential risk for cancer or infection. They need to dive deeper. We tell them to refer to a website, mavenclad.com. But mostly this is a medication that we believe is a useful medication for people who have been intolerant of or broken through prior medications because it's effective with a benefit-risk ratio, which is a favorable one, in which there's only a 10-day course of therapy this year, a 10-day course of therapy by pill next year, and then the hope of long-term benefit.
That's fantastic. We're speaking to Dr. Barry Hendon, neurologist and chief medical officer for the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America, as well as Crystal, an MS patient. Crystal, you've taken Mavenclad. Tell us about your experience with it.
I started Mavenclad last summer, 2019. I originally went to Dr. Hendon about changing my treatment to Mavenclad, simply because I was on an infusion that was making me sick. And every time I would get my infusion, I was going back into this infectious cycle. And I was tired of infusion centers and being poked. And so the pill form was really something that caught my attention. And the simple fact that I could take it for 2 months and then another year, 2 months, and then be done. And the potential to be off meds for several years or more really drew me in. So I started it in 2019, and the first couple of days I did experience some GI upset, which most pills do cause my stomach to not like me. And then the second year I noticed that I had a little bit of thinning of the hair. And, you know, now that I'm several months from my final dose and my final round, my stomach issues are non-existent and my hair is back to normal. My energy levels are back to normal, but most importantly, my MRI is stable. My quality of life has been maintained.
Thank God.
Yeah, good thing.
Oh, that's awesome. Crystal, gosh, man. Crystal, Dr. Hendon, thank you. Thank EMD Serrano and all the great work you're doing with MS. And how can people find more information?
Back to the website, mavenclad.com, mavenclad.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So you guys have heard the term the writing on the wall. Don't you hate that? People go, we saw the writing on the wall. See, when I hear writing on the wall, the hair on my neck stands up. I should start shaving my neck so it stops doing that. But I, you know, because, you know, the family that didn't leave during Hitler times, they didn't see the writing on the wall, got killed. The family that did see the writing on the wall fled, and that's why I was able to be born. So when I hear the writing on the wall, I'm like, well, gosh, you know, as a kid, I'm like, well, we're gonna win. How do I see the writing on the wall? And I'm looking at walls, and I'm looking for right. You get really paranoid as a kid, you know, when your family was killed in the Holocaust. So you just get, you know, paranoid. And so here I am now in my paranoid state, looking for writing on the wall. Okay? And the writing on the wall is, you know, business closures, being told who could work, who can't work, being told where you could travel to and where you can't, traveling and then being quarantined or stuck on a cruise ship. So we're getting some writing on the wall now. And for those of you who are planning Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all the, you know, different holiday gatherings, you might want to just look at the writing on the wall, so to speak. So I saw a patient yesterday who wanted to travel for Thanksgiving, and she was stuck because she had COVID. She tested positive for COVID about 2 weeks ago. Is better. Actually, she tested positive about a week ago. She's better and everything's improved, but the airline won't let her fly if she had a positive test in the last 3 weeks. So she paid for flights. She hasn't seen her family all year. Wanting to see her family for Thanksgiving, finally see the grandkids, and she probably can't get on a plane. For those of you who think that everything is going to go by without a hitch, when you go to, you know, when you decide to travel and get to the airport, you might want to think again. I mean, what's happening right now? Well, you see, you know, a lot of states are now doing mask orders. I mean, we're in Nevada, so we're like, guys, that, you know, that was a pretty bumpy first week or two. And we still have people refusing to wear masks, but we're like, all right, we got the mask thing down. The locals do. The people coming in to travel don't. I just saw, you know, video footage of downtown Las Vegas. You saw half the people not wearing their mask, wearing it under their chin. The other half of the people, you know, were wearing a mask, but nobody was social distancing, and it was a mess. And I'm getting a little angry because we always get yelled at, you know, by our governor for COVID cases going up. And we're like, but this isn't us, okay? This is other people. We're doing our part. So, you know, mask orders are starting to go throughout multiple states. You're also starting to see quarantine rules where if you go to a state, you're going to have to quarantine for 14 days, meaning they really don't want you here. You know, I mean, and, you know, people are like, well, that's fine, you know, because I'm going to the family's house. Ask the spouse that. Does the spouse want to be at the in-law house for 14 days? Okay, you guys might want to, you know, check out what's happening in each state. The other thing, too, is each state is changing. I mean, not each state is changing, but the states can change every day. Every day there's new rules. I live in Nevada. So in Nevada, our governor has come down with COVID. Thank God he's doing okay from what we understand. But he tested positive with COVID. I don't think he had any real symptoms. He said he was fatigued a few days before because he's got a busy schedule. But I don't think he's suffering from any COVID symptoms. Again, we wish him well. But he had prior to that, last Tuesday, said if we don't control the COVID cases, he's going to take serious action. So a bunch of us kind of peed on ourselves, right? Because we're like, we can't control this virus. We're already in masks. We're already staying home. What, you know, what are we supposed to do? So, you know, my guess is in another week or so, something's going to come down the pike for Nevada. And everybody's kind of in the state of what the hell do we do? You know, is our business going to stay closed? Or can our business reopen? Or are we going to have to stay home? Toilet paper. Already toilet paper's flying off the shelves. People are, and I bought toilet paper too. I really don't want to pee in the shower anymore. Yeah, and sometimes I have to go number two. So I bought toilet paper. I think we're all starting to panic a little bit. But So in Nevada, we're expecting something to come down the bend because down the pike because there's no way we're going to be able to control the COVID cases. COVID is it's a virus. It's a and our masks are great and it's nice that we're doing it, but it's not 100%. We're not in hazmat suits, so of course the virus is going to go crazy. So we know what's going to happen. So for those of you planning Christmas travel and planning Thanksgiving travel, I recommend a few things. Okay, number one is see if it's refundable. Or maybe start thinking about travel insurance. By the way, that's a good job, getting to travel insurance. Because, man, that's got to be... Well, maybe not. I don't know if travel insurance is going to take, because everybody's going to have to kind of, put out a claim. But if you're going to a state that's going to have a lockdown, or that's going to have all the restaurants closed, or is going to make you test before you get there, and you can't get a test that easily, or your state that you live in is going to force you to have a test before you come back to your state and show proof, and you might want to consider maybe holding off on that trip. You also need to figure out where to get testing and how easy it is to get that test. I get Thanksgiving is still a couple weeks off. Christmas is still about 6 weeks off. So what the hell is the testing situation going to be like when that time comes? I mean, things change by the day. So just kind of be prepared for that. Be also prepared that you might have to, if you do go to the in-laws or go to your family, that you might have to hunker down. You might have to actually stay there for a week or two. If anything changes in your state where you can't come back, and who knows what's going to happen. I mean, we're coming into flu season and pneumonia season. This is where the poop hits the fan anyway. So whether it's COVID or not, the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. Somebody's going to be, there's going to be some business casualties, some travel casualties. We know it, figuratively speaking, because of what happens with flu season and that. So make sure that you kind of have it in your head that if you go to travel, you might have to be stuck there for a period of time. The other thing you guys need to also start planning ahead is your medicines. Okay, for those of you who thought, oh yeah, I could call my doctor for a refill and they'll just fax the refill to the pharmacy or do the electronic button click for me to get a refill, you got another thing coming. All right, if you're having trouble getting in with your provider now, this is the time where if you need a refill of your inhaler or your blood pressure medicine or your diabetes medicine or you were due for blood work, you want to make sure you get that stuff done and under wraps, because there is a chance that your medical provider is also going to be overwhelmed. Everybody gets all mad going, okay, well, I'll go to my doctor when I need to. What makes you think your doctor's going to have any openings the month of December, right? Now, let's say you're a family member that hasn't seen your family, that hasn't seen the grandkids. You are probably ticked off, and I don't blame you. I had this conversation with my husband. I go, what if the boys leave, and they move away, and then we have something like this where we can't travel to see them? Corey's like, well, the kids will probably be happy. I'm like, no, mommy needs to come because I'm going to be a grandma. I mean, I'm not going to be a grandma for another, 10-20 years, but man, I'm going to be the coolest grandma ever, And I'll never go gray. I'm going to dye that gray away. I'll pluck the gray out of my hair. So, for those of you, so here's the other thing, okay? For those of you that are worried you're not going to see your family for Thanksgiving, then you might want to consider a non-Thanksgiving travel. I keep telling people this. You don't necessarily have to celebrate Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. Okay? I mean, that's the problem because, there's all sorts of travel and the travel restrictions and there's no flights out and it's a mess. Celebrate Thanksgiving maybe November 18th. Or celebrate, and I get it. I understand there's a lot of religious, there's a lot of, culture with these. But if you think that's going to be a problem, consider doing your family celebration on an off weekend. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.